ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. Nice talk, inshallah, is going to be titled Marital Advice for the Brothers Married or Not. Before we begin, inshallah, we can tie in to where we just left off with the khutbah nikah and the brief explanation of some of the points of belief in this deen of al-Islam. Because some of the kuffar, they think that this deen is a cult. Ain't no cult about this deen, walillahi alhamd. That we have our beliefs and they have no beliefs. The beliefs that were mentioned tonight, any one of us on the Musalla could have detailed these beliefs as any faster than I could have detailed some of these beliefs, and would have mentioned even more of the beliefs of the Muslims, as opposed to the disbelievers, or those people from the Jews and the Christians. They can't detail their belief, even if they're 70 years old, being studied all of their lives with the DDs and the BB degrees or whatever they have from their religion. As I had mentioned one time before, at one of the prisons, they have the father so-and-so, and he said, well, what do you teach your people? And then we gave like a brief explanation of our belief, and he said, wallahi, I'm 70 something years old, I never thought of a detailed explanation of our belief. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. But we just wanted to make this point, inshallah ta'ala, that Islam is not a cult, but this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want to tie that into where we had left off even earlier today with the khutbah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed the believers how to be leaders in the land. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. To the end of that ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Allah promises those amongst you who believe and work righteous deeds that we will make them leaders in the land as we have made those before them leaders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said leaders, as some of the ulama have explained, that this means we will have the population on earth. Our numbers will be large. And one of the ways that our numbers will start off to be large is from the marriage, inshallah ta'ala. And having a lot of children, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commands us, فَإِذَا تَطَهَرْنَا فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Or to the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, فَأْتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when the women are clean from their menstrual cycles, then make love to them the way I command you. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to your women however you like. And we remember the explanation of that that we covered about a year ago or something, making love as commanded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is how, this is one of the ways, rather this is the way to having the population on earth and being the leaders on earth. As you need some numbers to be leaders. Unless you have the iman of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba, even though they were a few in number, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them conquer the world, walhamdulillah. However, when it comes to the issue of marriage and divorce, and we've discussed this issue like a million times, it seems like, with no exaggeration, so far, tonight, inshallah, we wanted to take another look at it, at the aspect of advice, more so than the just straight quotations. As many of the brothers, unfortunately, rather, too many of the brothers, they seem to have misunderstood or misused these hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam around the issue of marriage. And the biggest misunderstanding or the misuse that we see amongst the brothers is that they apply some of the hadith around the issue of marriage that relates to before getting married. They relate that to after they're being married, and some of the hadith after they've been married to before even getting married. So let's try to, inshallah, take a look at some of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah and put them before marriage and after getting married, inshallah ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَانْكَحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ, to the end of this ayah. We'll stop there, inshallah, and make the women feel okay in case they're listening. And where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, marry whoever you like from amongst the women. Na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He commands us to marry who we like of the women. Meaning, what you think you like of the women, marry those women. This is before you marry them. You think you're going to like this type of lady or that type of lady, then marry her. This is before you get married. Or like the statement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith of Imam Muslim, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا كُلَّهَا مَتَاعٌ وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, all of this world is a possession or a commodity, and the best possession in this world is a righteous lady. And this is an encouragement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam to go get a righteous lady. And this is before you actually get her. Or like the statement of the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام, لِيَتَّخِذْ أَحَدُكُمْ قَلْبًا شَاكِرًا وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا وَزَوْجَةً مُؤْمِنَةً تَعِينُ أَحَدَكُمْ عَلَى أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. And this is collected by authentically by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. And Ibn Majah also has another narration at the end of it where it says, تَعِينُهُ عَلَى إِيمَانِهِ. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, one of you should have a grateful heart and a tongue that remembers Allah, and a believing wife that will help him with the affairs of the hereafter. Or as it says in the other narration, that will help him with his iman. And this is, before you get married, this is the type of lady you're looking for. Or the likes of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, tunkahul mar'atu li arba, collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim, and everybody knows this hadith, that a lady is married for four reasons. And not marry the women for these four reasons, but women are married for these four reasons. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam advised us to marry the women because of their deen. This is what we're looking for before we get married, not after we get married. Or the statement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith of Abu Dawood, تَزَوُّجُ الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُكَافِرٌ بِكُمَ الْأُمَمُ. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, marry the women who are loving and fruitful because I want to have the biggest nation. And in other narrations on Yom Al-Qiyamah. And this is before we actually get married. Or the likes of the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and others, فَهَلَّا جَارِيَةً تُلَاعِبُهَا وَتُلَاعِبُكَ وَتُضَاحِكُهَا وَتُضَاحِكُكَ. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, why didn't you marry a virgin girl so that you could play with her and she could play with you, and you can make her laugh and she can make you laugh? This is before you get married. Or the statement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذَا خَطَبَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَرْأَةَ فَقَدَرَ أَنْ يَرَى مِنْهَا بَعْضَ مَا يَدْعُوهُ إِلَيْهِ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. And this is authentically collected by Ahmed and Abu Dawood, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, if one of you proposes to a lady and he has the ability to see that which would call him to marry her, then do it. Meaning, then take that look. These hadith are for the brothers before they want to get married. Before you get married, you're looking for this. When you get married, you don't tell your wife, you're not the lady I wanted to marry, and Allah says, marry the women you like, you're not one of them. You don't tell your wife that. You're looking for her before you marry her. And we're going to look at some of the other hadith after you marry her. Or like the example that somebody says, sister, you're not helping me with my iman. And you're not helping me with my affairs of the hereafter. And the Prophet ﷺ told me to get a lady that will do that for you. For me, I think I'm finished with you. You're supposed to not tell your wife that, but this is what you're looking for before you get your wife. Or a brother, he might say that, sister, really, you're deen raggedy. And Prophet he told me to marry the one with the deen because I'm going to be okay and you ain't got it, and obviously I won't be okay with you, check you out. Or it's like the brother is saying after he married the sister and she doesn't have any children, nah, we're not supposed to marry like you. How the Messenger of Allah will have the biggest ummah, you ain't got no children. These hadith are ahead of time. You decide to marry a lady that was married before, then you tell her, you know what, sister, the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to marry a virgin. You're divorced. I mean, what is it? The hadith. The Prophet told me to marry a virgin. You ain't no virgin. You're supposed to have thought about that before you married the sister, not after you got the sister. Or as the Prophet ﷺ said, get a look. All right, afterwards you married a sister. Nah, you're not really what I'm looking for. Why ain't she the one you're looking for? You just looked. All of this looking and stuff like that, the Messenger of Allah told you to take that before you get married. Not after you get married. Really, honey, you ain't what I'm looking for. And Prophet told us to get what we're looking for. These hadith, if we don't put them in their right place, we're going to put them in the wrong place, as too many of the brothers have been doing. They've been applying these hadith after they get married. These hadith are hadith to encourage you before you get married, to marry these women that the Messenger of Allah is encouraging us to get married. Now,
is it possible that they use these hadith just to get away from these women?
That's what I was saying. It could be either one of the two cases, as I was trying to mention in the beginning, a misunderstanding or a misuse. And you know, if you tell somebody you're misusing the hadith, they're going to tell you, you don't know my intentions. So we'll just say misunderstanding or misuse. And anyway, both of them, like some of the phrases say, the best of the two is sour, or something like that. The best of the two cases is, I don't know what you say, is a bad move whichever way you go. Whether you misunderstand the hadith or you misuse the hadith, you out of place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. At any rate, I hope inshallah ta'ala that these examples, and there could have been more hadith, and we know that we covered a lot of ayat and a lot of hadith around this issue of marriage, but just try inshallah ta'ala to place these hadith in their place inshallah ta'ala, so that in our marriages we don't make these crazy statements to the women showing that we don't understand the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, thinking we're using them as evidence against the women, making fools of ourselves. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And really we should be thinking, if we were thinking, and sometimes we're not, if we're going to be leaders in the land and we got to have the population, we got to handle our marriages. You're not just going to be in charge of the people and establishing this deen of al-Islam, letting the sunnah go forth, and you can't even keep your wife. Like when I was asking about one of the brothers, how is so-and-so doing? They said, so-and-so can't keep a wife. I know it was like a bad statement to show his lack of manhood, as he can't keep a wife in order to make the believers strong. As the believers are not going to be strong without any numbers, and there's no numbers without marriage. And the marriage is going to bring the numbers to the believers. But if you can't keep no marriage, what kind of numbers are you going to keep? Broken families are broke. How are people going to be together if they broke from the jump street? وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So really sometimes, you know, if we read some of these ayat and we really reflect on some of the implications from these ayat and where we want to go and where we want to be, then we need to look at some of the steps that we must take in order to get where we want to go. and not to just sit around dreaming, thinking that one day we're going to be in charge like the Sahaba were. The Sahaba were marrying women and keeping them and having children and getting their numbers strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know in the beginning, He said that it was, one believer to 20. And then later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated that and said one believer to two mushrikeen, meaning one believer could take out two mushriks. Meaning if two mushriks come, then there's no running. The battlefield, if it's two against one, then you just say, let me take care of this. If it's three against one, then you might want to go get some help from the believers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had this for the believers in the early days just to show that they had that type of manhood that dictated the handling of more than two or three or ten believers for disbelievers for one believer. So we want to be leaders in the land and to establish Islam like we think we're doing sometime. Then we have to know that this issue of marriage is a part of it. And you're not going to establish no Islam, and you're not going to be in charge of anything if you don't handle your own household and handle your marriage and have these children and raise them on the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to take it real serious. And if we joke, then the joke is on us. Now, you joke, then the joke is on you, because the only one that's going to lose is you. And we're already losing. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Because the Muslims as a whole have left the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so that the phrase that we were mentioning in the khutbah today is strange to the Muslims. Establish my tawheed and don't commit shirk with me. It's strange to the Muslims in many parts of the world, as the Muslims are living in the graveyards and worshipping the saints. Rather, people go to the graves of some of these dead Muslims more than making a hajj to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is the state of the affairs of the Muslims. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Allahu musta'an. After the marriage, they are the likes of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And treat them, meaning the women, in kindness. Before you get married to the sister, you lowering your gaze, taking a little peek, being nice, the finest brother in the community until he gets the sister home, then he's a maniac. Nah, I'm a nightmare to the sister. Sister calling every 5 minutes to the masjid. The the brother is acting like a fool. And this is, you say, Akhi, you was just, and she's amazed. He was the nicest brother, wallahi, I met in my life, until he shut the door. Now, as the brother thinks that this hadith means before, this ayah, is before you marry the sister, put on your best clothes, play your best role, until you get her home, dog her out. Now, this goes after you get her home, then you're going to treat her with kindness. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, just like His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, where he said alayhi salatu wasalam, istawsu bin nisa'i khayra, and I advise you or command you to treat the women kindly. This is after you get them, not like the brothers are doing, buying sisters all kind of flowers, sending candy to their house and food to their house, and buying groceries for them and taking them all over the place and here and there. What you doing with the sister, akhi? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam advised us to be kind to the women. Yeah, she ain't yours. The brother is all nice to the lady. Wallah al-azim, brother's all in the haram. This is after you marry the sister. Not before you marry the sister, the brother taking advantage of the sister, talking about he treating the sister kindly. What you doing? All up in it. Wallahi, brother's all up in the houses of women. Ya akhi, what you doing up in there? Treating the sister kindly. Wallahi, we have to... It's funny, but it's sad, really, that as supposedly men, Muslim men, that we're placing these texts in other than their place. Or like the hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, أَكْمُلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُهُمْ خِيَارُهُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. And this is authentically collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, the believers with the most perfect the best believers are the ones with the best character, and the best of them is the best of them to their wives. And sometimes the brothers are thinking that this is before they get married, and this is applying after you get married. And this is where the person should be bragging that he's nice to his wife. You know, and we have some type of competition, it just shouldn't be who can wear the best pair of shoes, or who has the nicest coat, or who can lift, do the most push-ups, or something like that. But it should be who could be the nicest to his wife. If his wife is dogging him out and he's taking it like the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam did when his wives used to shout at him and they used to give him a hard time and what have you, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had to reveal ayat for it, and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma were admonishing their daughters for their bad treatment of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and all through that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam could still brag, and I am the best of all of you to his wives. Nah, the best of you are the best to your wives, and I'm the best of all of you to my wives. This is the bragging of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And if something we're going to have to brag about, then this might be the time to, or this might be the place after we marry them and not before them. And the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر أو قال غيره صلى الله عليه وسلم. Where he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that no Muslim man, no believing man should hate a believing lady. If he dislikes something in her character, then he's pleased with something else. Or he said, other than that, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith of Imam Muslim. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, is giving us advice. Wallahi, the people are might better use this, they seem to use this advice more so before they get married. Why you married a sister if you don't want her, akhi? Well, she has some characteristics I liked. I knew she had some I didn't like, but I said I'd work with them until I married her, and she gave me some, then I divorced her. Because then I can't work with it no more. And wallahi, this isn't the case of one or two brothers. We know that this is cases. Wala hawla wala quwata illa billah. And I hope inshallah ta'ala after this advice, inshallah, that we realize the moves that we've been making. And that this is for after you marry the sister, if you find out that it's not all the way that you want it, alright, the stuff that you want and you like and you see, be happy with that, inshallah ta'ala, and then overlook the other stuff that you dislike. Not before you get married, you're going to overlook something, then when you get, sister, I only married you because of such and such anyway. As some of the brothers say, I only married you because you had money. Or I only married you because your car was nice. I only married you because whatever, whatever. But really, with this and this and this and this and that, all that stuff that he didn't like that he married her for, it should have been when he got her and he saw all of that stuff, he should have just known that if he disliked something, then there was something else that he liked. And this is an encouragement from the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam to remain married to our women even if they have some problems. And all of them do. Wallahu al-musta'an. عن جابر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and this is where we really want to get to the advice inshallah. رأى امرأة فأتى امرأته زينب وفي رواية سودة وهي تمعس مائنة بها فقضى حاجته ثم خرج إلى أصحابه فقال إن المرأة تقبل في صورة شيطان وتدبر في صورة شيطان فإذا رأى أحدكم امرأة أعجبته فليأتي أهله فإن ذلك يرد ما في نفسه. And this is collected by Imam Muslim in the narration of a Tirmidhi. He says, فإن معها مثل الذي معها. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a lady, so he hurried home to Zainab, and one of the narrations, Sauda, and she was busy handling some chores, and he hurried up and made love to her. And then he went back out to his companions, and he said, indeed a lady, she will come, indeed a lady would be coming forward, in the mold of the shaitan. I'm not supposed to say that. Huh? And yeah, the lady would be coming towards you in the form of a shaitan. And then she would be going past you in the form of the shaitan. So if any one of you sees a lady and he's amazed with her, then let him go home and make love to his wife, because indeed that will dissolve what he has in himself. Or as in the other narration, because indeed she has exactly what she has. And this hadith, there's more than too much advice from the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. First, we see that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, in many respects, is a human being just like the rest of us. Meaning that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam happened to make mistakes and see what had pleased him alayhi salatu wa salam, as he had a desire just like the rest of us men. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, when his desire got a little roused, he hurried up home and made love to his wife, even though she was busy in her affairs. And this only shows, as some of the ulama explain, that making love to your wife isn't only at the night time, but it can be in the daytime. And it's not only on relaxing time, it could be for a little break from the chores of the house, or your lunch break, or however. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam had established before the believers in this hadith. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he went on out to tell his companions. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he went out to tell his companions, he didn't say, "I saw something that was so good, I just had to marry it." As all of the brothers say, when they see somebody that they like, the first thing they talk about is, "I gotta marry her." Instead of what the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam did, hurry up and took a lunch break and went home to his wife. Nah, and took care of his business alayhi salatu wasalam. But instead, what we do is say we're gonna marry somebody. And that somebody is already married to somebody. Nah. And the brothers know that this happens often too many times. And some of the brothers, they like brag, "Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah." See, she wasn't married to somebody. Like he saw somebody, he said, "She could have been married. Alright, let's just see." And then when you check, you find out she wasn't married to somebody. See? You act like I was looking at somebody's wife. I wasn't looking at somebody's wife. But just like he was looking at somebody that just happened not to be somebody's wife, he'd be looking at somebody that was somebody's wife. Wallahu al-musta'an. At any rate, we see from the advice of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is that go home and take care of business. And then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said the lady, she comes forward in the mold of the shaitan, and then she goes past you in the mold of the shaitan. Wallahi, the ulama are wise. And if somebody can find people more wiser than the ulama, bring them. The ulama, when they are explaining this hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he said that the lady is like a shaitan, because just like the shaitan calls to evil, and the shaitan just kind of overtakes you and controls your mind and make you do what you wouldn't want to do, the same thing like a beautiful lady, she can make you blind. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Meaning you can't see nobody but her. And the ulama is saying this is how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was giving the example of this beautiful lady like the shaitan, just like the shaitan can blind you and promise you a promise of failure and you accept it. Like the shaitan says, "If you follow me, I guarantee you Allah will burn you in the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah." And you say, "That's a nice bargain, shaitan, I think I'll take it." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the believers, if you do this, you'll get Jannah. And then you don't accept the promise from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you accept the shaitan as he calls you to evil, as he whispers to you. And the same thing like a beautiful lady. These beautiful women have kept the men in the haram past and present probably just as much as the shaitan, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is making the example. The ulama, they went even farther to say that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, you have to reflect deeply on his examples, because there's more to what he says than what he says alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is only showing from the Jawami' al-Kalam of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he has been given the gift of using a few words with a whole lot of meaning to it. And they say that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, like we see in this narration of Imam Muslim, says that the lady comes forward in the mold of the shaitan, and she walks away in the mold of the shaitan. And the ulama, they said, when the lady is coming, what you see in the front is that which will lead you to do the haram, just as much as when the lady is going away, what you see in the back can catch you just as much as catch you in the front. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And this is from the wisdom of the ulama. and dissecting the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and showing how much that lady is a shaitan when she's coming and she's going, both ways is enough in that to just make you do wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he gives the advice, so if any one of you sees a lady that he's amazed with, and then go home and make love to your wife, because that will dissolve what was in you. When that lady makes you feel like, I gotta marry her, that's the shaitan. To dissolve that thing is, go home and make love to your wife. But instead of dissolving it, the brothers, they act on their hawa, and they say, who's the wali? Shaitan got him. Because if shaitan didn't get him, they would have went home and took the advice of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the ulama explained, in general, you don't know what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was thinking or doing sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, except that what he informed. And what he informed us of from his private affairs sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to benefit us, like how to use the bathroom, how to make love to your wife, and the other things from the private life of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was to benefit us. And here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, though he's mentioning something that the kuffar might try to take a look at and to use it to say that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was a fanatic about women or something like that, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam exposed this thing in order to teach us that if we have that thing with us, that there's a cure for it. It's called going home and making love to your wife, not asking who is the sister's wali. This advice, wallahi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, I don't know any more advice that we could have that would be better than this hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that could keep us married, or that would keep us from always thinking about a second wife. As every time somebody sees somebody he like, now he want to marry another lady, and he know he can't handle it, as he can't even handle the first one, and that's why when he takes the second one, then he dropped the first one for the second, and the third for the second, and wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he shows in the other narration, because she got what she got, and the brother, he told me that that wasn't correct English, and maybe somebody might correct it, but the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, meaning she got what she got, that shaitan that you saw, your wife got what she got. Nah. Same thing. And really, and vice versa. Nah. And your wife got what she got, and she got what your wife got. Nah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the women like that. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he's showing you that, why you all about something you don't know nothing about, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with what you wanted. And this is something we don't reflect on, that some of the brothers are saying, like our brother Umar Abdul Ba'ath, Hafidhullah, as he always says, why do the brothers make big dua to Allah, oh Allah, give me a wife, and then when Allah gives it to him, he say, I don't want it. Now the brothers, the single brothers, they act like they forgot all that dua for 9 months. Or 4 years. Or whatever. And then as soon as they get the sister, then they want to look. What was you making dua for? And then when you marry, you didn't feel that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering your dua? Why you married a sister? If you're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with someone, and then Allah bless you with them, did you think Allah was answering your dua or not? If you thought He was answering your dua, why you throw it away? Because you think that she don't got what she got, meaning she got more than what she got. Meaning that one you see is better than what your wife has. Wallahi, that's the shaitan. She just blind you to think she got more than what your wife has. And she don't have more than what your wife has. Because if she had more than what your wife has, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, who called this ummah to the best, would have called you to, whenever you see something that's better than what you got, drop what you got and get better than that. Tell me the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't have advised us that in the hadith. And he said he gave us advice that was better for us if we only knew. But when are we going to know? And we read these hadith and we go over them,
and we go over them, but are we reflecting on these hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? Are we really trying to put these hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam into a practice, or are we just reading it to say that we can quote the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and have the statements of the people true? Those people only parrot the Quran and the Sunnah. I ask Allah to save us from parroting the Quran and the Sunnah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us read the Quran and the Sunnah and to let it go deeper than our throats, all the way to our hearts, and then back out on our tongues and our body parts. And the success is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith that has more wisdom than we can even mention now, as ulama really expound on this hadith, it gives us advice of what to do when we're married, and none of the advice of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is drop your wife. And why we keep thinking that every time something come up that the cure is drop her? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, showed us what the cure was. Oh, I'm going to make love to her, that's going to cure it. Because she got what she got. And really, sometimes when you go out and you disobey Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and you don't take this advice, then you just find yourself in what many people find themselves in. Divorce somebody that's good for him, go out and get the shaitan that was no good for him, and then realize, I had a good thing, I wish I would have knew. What you mean you wish you would have knew? You act like the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say this. Just say you ain't had no better, you ain't had better sense. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is advising us, and we should take this advice before and not after. As they say, whatchamacallit, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if you get it in the beginning, it'll save you a big headache. And if you wait, then you can get your headache when you want it, but it's bigger later. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This next hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is the other one with the biggest benefit. Allah knows best, as they benefit in all of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, lacking to our circumstances, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إن المرأة خلقت من ضلع لن تستقيم لك على طريقة فإن استمتعت بها وبها عوج وإن ذهبت تقيموها كسرتها وكسرها طلاقها. And this is the narration of Imam Muslim and the narration of Imam Ahmed and others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَدَارِهَا تَعِشْ بِهَا. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, indeed the lady was created from the rib, and you will never get her to go one way. And if you enjoy her, then you're going to enjoy her while she's crooked. And if you try to straighten her, then you'll break her, and break her is divorcing her. Or in the other narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he said, and she will, if you enjoy her, you'll enjoy her while she's crooked. So live with her in kindness and you'll be alright. Or something like that. From the statement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gives us some nice advice about the women. Everybody who has a problem with their wife, say, I know. Everyone has a problem with his wife. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, the lady was created from the rib, and you will never be able to get her to go one way. Joker just bent. I hope the women don't feel that we're trying to belittle the women, but this is advice for us, for the men, inshallah ta'ala, to do what's right. Alright, that's how the lady is. One day she with you, one day she ain't. One day she like you, one day she don't. One day she obeys you, one day she don't. One day she look good, one day la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now, this is the women, you're not going to get it all, this is not going to be straight. You're not going to get the women to go one way all the time. So if you're going to enjoy them while they're crooked. So somebody say he got a problem with his wife. I know. I got one. He got one. He got one. He got one. He got one. And everybody got one. Now let's just have some fun. Nah. As the Messenger of Allah said to Sanab, he knows. You, alright, they like that. Now just get some fun. Have some enjoyment in your women, because you're going to get them like they are. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising this hadith. And if you try to straighten them thinking that, nah, she could be better than that, then you're going to break her, and breaking her is in divorcing her. That's the only way. The only women that are perfect are the divorced ones. Now, The only women you won't have any problems from are the ones you divorce. Because after they're gone, you won't have no problems with them. But if you're going to stay married to any lady, you're going to have some problems. Nah. You're going to have some problems. Huh? Nah. There you go. The brother, mashallah, hit it right on time. You're never going to be married if you understand this hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, because the lady always going to be crooked and you always going to break her. And every time you break one, you're going to get another one and break it and break it and break it. And you're just going to be, like we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from being single. So the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this hadith, he has given us advice to our statement, I got a problem, akhi. And stuff for Allah, sometimes I can like feel it. You know, if the brother say, can I talk to you for a minute? And astaghfirullah, even the other brothers feel it. Is the brother alright? Is the brother alright? Yeah, it seems like he's alright to me. He said, nah, you know, I just saw him talking to you. I figured, you know, maybe something was up marital. And this is because it's just too many marital problems, because we don't hold on to the likes of this advice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As many of the problems are, she not acting right. I know, she's a she. Naam haqqun. Wallahi, and this isn't to make fun of the women, this is to make us understand. Because when you see it, it's alright. And like we have said before, it's easy to just tell the sisters, you know, Jazakallah khaira sister, you really dogged me out. And the sisters are emotional. They usually feel bad. You just let them know what's wrong. Nah, somebody dogged me out, you know. Somebody dogged you out. Subhanallah, who? You. Remember when you was doing this and that? I couldn't take that, sister. Then she going to feel all bad and whatever like the women usually do. You gotta learn how to enjoy them. The women going to be like that. The men, we supposed to be wise. You know, and to learn how to handle the women. So when they back and forth and whatever, we gotta like, you know, play the game too. Because if you're gonna enjoy her, you're gonna enjoy her while she's crooked. So just play it. And enjoy her. Nah.
You know, talking to my brothers in general, mass brothers, is she committing adultery? No. Is she apostate? No. What's the problem? Man, I can't take all of that.
No. Really, the brother's saying, did she commit adultery? No. Did she apostate? No. What is it? Her mouth, I can't take it. Really, if she committed adultery, they keep her. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. The other brothers you should be looking at, they're the ones keeping her. I ain't crazy. Wallahi, talk to the brothers. If she apostated, they keeping her. Wallahi, you don't know how many people married to the kuffar? Wallahi, you don't know how many Muslims married to the kuffar? Nah. That's cool. Adultery, kuffar, it's all good. But some talk, nah, I ain't going for that. She better go out and commit some adultery. She gonna stay with me. But I ain't going for all that back talk. Wallahi, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam already set the example for us that women got a lot of mouth. As some of the ulama had explained, and the most crooked part of the rib is the uppermost part. That refers to the lady's tongue. Ain't nothing more crooked than it. But it's the easiest thing to deal with. Like I said before, you just have to master the uh-huh. Nah. When she's going off, you say, uh-huh. You're not even listening to me. Uh-huh. And then she's going to laugh too and realize she done went too far or whatever. But really, if this advice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we reflect on it, we find that there's guidance in this advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And find this thing of straightening her is breaking her, and breaking her is divorce. That the lady's not gonna be all the way right. And so stop acting like there's a problem if the lady got this or this or that, whatever, it's all good. That's how you gonna get the fun. It ain't no fun if the lady not like that. And if it was fun with the lady not being like that, it's impossible. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already created them like that. It's different if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create them like that, then you could like just make, like, subhanAllah. Like they be doing, just make a babe, a doll or whatever, make her any shape you wanted and make her do, do whatever you wanted to do. Huh? Weird science? That's the only way you're going to get that. If there's something like that. But for the real men that have real women, the women going to have some stuff with them, but it's all okay. You just have to know how to deal with it, you know. The women, you know, they're going to go for a while. And don't get me wrong, you're not going to let them remain all the way crooked. You got to seek a way in between. As Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, I command you to save yourselves from the fire, yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is burning stones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, you got to get the الرجال قوامون على النساء. The men are the providers and the maintainers and the ones to put the women in check. They're going to be crooked and you're going to enjoy them, but after a while you're going to say, alright sister, that's enough. No, but nothing. Be quiet. Put my food on. I want some dessert. Wear that, whatchamacallem, dress in that other design, something, whatever. And I'll check you out in a little bit. Going to the masjid. Read some Quran, I'll be back. Nah. The brother is going to put his foot down after a while. You can't, if you let the sisters go wild, you're going to be destroyed. Women can destroy you too. If you let them run you, whew. You think tyrannical rulers is bad, huh? If you let a lady just go crazy, Subhanallah al-Azim, huh? You might wake up with hot oil on you. Nah. The lady will go boil some oil and pour it on you. Huh? So you can't just let the lady go. And this is not what the Messenger of Allah is saying. But you gotta give her a little slack. You're not gonna break her, you gotta give her a little. Then when it looks like she's going too far, you say, hold it. Sister, listen here. If you want this dunya and what it has to offer and this play and this glitter and this entertainment on top of the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and struggling fi sabilillah, then just let me know, I'll let you go in kindness just as I married you in kindness. It has to come to that sometimes if it gets like that. But the brother is going to give some slack and take from the sister what he has to take from her so that he can remain married to her. And the other narration, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, after he said she's still going to be crooked, so be kind to her, you can live with her. Here the Messenger of Allah, as the ulama was explaining, that the only way in the world you're going to be able to live with a lady is, you do her kindly. Islamically. Because un-Islamically you can like dog a lady out and they like it. And some people think they can bring this jahiliyyah to Islam. You know, like the pimps do with the women. It's like the more he slap her, like the more she want to like love him and stuff. So sometimes the brothers think they can do this in Islam, dog the women out, and the more you dog out, the more she love you. She might love you, but the brother's not. So how you still going to be Muslim dogging her out and come to the masjid and the brothers know? So really, un-Islamically, you might can slide with that stuff, but Islamically, the only way you're going to live with a lady is to be kind to her. Because the ladies are bent, crooked. And the only way you can be alright with her is to be easy with her, gentle with her, compassionate with her, soft with her, patient with her. This is the only way you're going to be able to be with her. Because if you be other than that with her, it ain't going to work. Crooked and firmness and crooked and being straight and all of this, it just don't go together. So the only way you're going to be able to be with the women is if you soft and gentle and kind and compassionate, what have you. Because this is a nice combination, as the ulama is saying. This is the nice combination that a man and a lady must have. And this is what the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us. That combination that you have to have in your marriage to work is, with that crookedness of the lady, softness. And sometimes we think it's being hard. All that crying sister ain't going to do nothing. We have to be a little more understanding and compassionate and soft and easygoing with the sisters, as this is what works with them. Like with us, you might got to be a little harder because it worked with us. You're a little too soft with us, then we might, whatever, take your money from you or something. But with the sisters, you got to be gentle with them, and the easier you be with them, the better off they be. And some of the brothers, they feel like if you're nice and gentle and soft with the sisters, they'll take advantage of you. How are they going to take advantage of a man? Remember, you know when to put your foot down and you know when to hold it, but you're going to be soft and compassionate and this and that and whatever, as the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, had advised us with. This is what I want to advise myself of and the brothers with in this short talk, as advice for the brothers, whether they're married or not, to take a look at some of these ayat and hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reflect on them in a manner that will benefit us, because we want to be leaders in the land, inshallah ta'ala. Unless we just talk, you know, as the brothers, they always say, inshallah, we're going to be making salat in the White House. Nah. Well, they don't realize they call us, that's like the ultimate victory. Nah. But they're not just going to give you the White House. They're not just going to say, huh, take the White House. Do whatever you want to do. Nah. They got security and all that stuff. You have to, the brothers, we have to realize that being in charge and establishing Islam is going to start at home with your wife, taking care of business. And if you don't think that this is, show me the Islam you're going to establish without a house. Household. And really, nobody even is going to consider you as a responsible brother in the community. You can't even take care of your house. Like the advice of the, like the statement of the brother. And maybe you don't, the brother, we were speaking in Arabic, and I don't know if it seemed to be, has a bigger weight in Arabic than it does in English, but he said the brother can't take care, he can't keep a lady. And he was saying that like, don't ever ask me about somebody like that. A man that can't keep a lady, don't you ever ask me about like that. We above those type of brothers. Nah. And I was like, subhanAllah, you know, you be looking at the brother, that's your man. You know how my brother doing, what's up? And then he say, who? Don't you ever ask me about him like that. He can't even keep a wife. Don't you ever ask me about somebody like that. I don't associate myself with brothers like that. And I was like, subhanAllah. And I was just thinking, you know, that until that attitude is with us, then what we going to do? If we can't do nothing for ourselves, how are we going to do something for somebody else? How we think we calling somebody to Islam and establishing Islam and being in charge, what have you, we can't even take care of our home. Talking about running something, can't even run a sister. Can't even beat you, you can't even run her. Nah, wallahi. She can't beat you. If she swing at you, you just laugh. Go ahead, sister. What's that? Be taking a couple of them. Yeah, sister. Mom, how come? If you can't run somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created so soft and precious like that, tell me how you going to run enemies that won't kill you and are killing the Muslims all over the world. Tell me how you going to deal with that. You can't even deal with what's at home. So really, sometimes we don't want to make the issue of marriage and divorce important. As many of the people say, oh, we done heard a thousand hadith and oh, I'm tired of all that stuff. And like, just get me a lady that's going to act right, then I can keep a lady. It ain't my fault, it's her fault. How is the sister's fault for being crooked when Allah created her like that? It's your fault for not enjoying her while she's crooked. And all of the brothers, like we said, we'll end at this point, inshallah. All of the brothers who have been happily married for years have been happily enjoying crooked women and loving it. Nah. And this is the only way that we're going to be real men if we can do the same thing. And this is what the Messenger of Allah has advised us, to enjoy those crooked women by being soft and gentle and easy and compassionate with them. And when them other shaitan women come back home and have a nice time with your wife so you can be okay and be on the guidance of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Nah.
I just want to say, add on to that, I think that's what kept me with my wife, is because I realized that's how Allah made her, and when she do get out of line, and I do know I got the authority, but the first thing in my mind, should not show mercy, because I want Allah to show mercy on me on the day of Yamah.
Nah. Jazakallah khair. I don't know if there was any comments or questions. I guess it's just time for Fadl, ya.
I could be wrong. What I I heard it was the admonishment to the brothers on how we should look at the women and benefit from the crookedness of them. What about for the sisters on how they should benefit from some of the deficiencies that the brothers may have?
This talk, you know, we were just trying to direct it at the brothers. What about the sisters? The sisters okay today, you know. And it is just on us to get our acts together. And then maybe tomorrow our acts will be together if we digest this and practice it. And then the sisters might be a little out of place. Then we can admonish them. But right now it just looks like it's on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. As a lot of the brothers are going to say, I don't know why he giving the women all that, and the women don't deserve it. But the women good, wallahi. And we've been happy lately that many of the women have been having a lot of children, as there's been, mashallah, a lot of children in the community. So it looks like the women been handling their part, what we've been handling. So really we just want to get ourselves together, and if we could, maybe we'll take another day, inshallah ta'ala, to advise the women to be patient with us. But the men supposed to be straight. Ain't no crookedness with us. So all that being patient with other deficiencies, we not supposed to be deficient like that. We supposed to be strong and straight, representing with our women. That the women, nah. Maybe we not straight. Because the women, and the women, they like that, you know, as the women. If you ask the women why they've been married so long, because I got a perfect husband, a man and a gentleman, rough and gentle, strong yet soft. And you know the way that the women be saying it. But when they describe their man that they've been with for all of them years, they describe him in perfection, as perfection. When the women are satisfied and they describe their husbands, they describe them as perfection. And even something that looks like it might be an imperfection, they describe it like it's cute. You know, I like the way he forget this or forget that or something. Then I gotta remind him, honey, you forgot your pen or you forgot your kufi. And then she might be giggling like, he forget all the time. But that thing is like she loves it. And I'm not. So even the things that seem to be defects, they love that. And it just looked like the man is like perfect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Nah, but this is the way that the men are supposed to be. They're supposed to represent with their women so that the women just admire them and look up to them and just feel like, mashallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Nah, ma'am.
I just want you to
come here.
All the brothers
might
be all of it.
I just wanted to comment also that a lot of the brothers, they have all of the shapes, all of the classes, and they take their wives out to all of the lectures and everything, and trying to bring the sunnah to the house. And our wives, they know what's better than everybody else, and they never saw us making tahajjud. They know we never fast on Monday and Thursday. Put our money down. They know what we do with our money, and these are the kind of things that our wives see that are kind of hypocritical on our part, that if they did see it, inshallah, we're going to do it for Allah. But if they did see it, they're going to love to see the iman coming from their husband.
Nah, jazakallah khair. Brothers, just kind of emphasizing the other point that we're saying, and the women looking up to their men. If the men are establishing the tahajjud in the house, and the men are establishing their voluntary fast and the other acts of good deeds, giving their wealth fi sabilillah, then the women will know that, and that's what they'll admire their husbands for. But if the women, if the men are deficient on that, then la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. نعم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
Why is that? That's best friend. Like, John and Jeremy.